Jurin's Trilogy. Successful implementation of quality initiatives requires the application of Jurin's Trilogy. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines Jurin's Trilogy, or the Quality Trilogy, as follows. A three-pronged approach to managing quality proposed by Joseph Jurin. The three legs are quality planning, developing the products and processes required to meet customer needs, quality control, needing product and process goals, and quality improvement, achieving unprecedented levels of performance. Many organizations use the Jurin Trilogy as a framework upon which to build their quality initiatives. It is an improvement cycle that reduces intangible costs by planning quality into the process/product as opposed to it being an afterthought. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines intangible costs as those costs that are difficult to quantify, such as the cost of poor quality or of high employee turnover. Before getting into who needs to be involved in quality planning, it's important to understand what happens in each of the processes in the Jurin Trilogy. Quality planning. Quality planning should be completed with a multidisciplinary team, with all key stakeholders represented. Define your customers. Determine their needs, the voice of the customer. Define requirements for and develop your product, process, service, or system. Quality control. Quality control is looking for ways to improve the plans that are already in place and control the quality of results. Tools that can be used in this phase are Pareto analysis, flow diagrams, cause and effect diagrams, and control charts. Determine what needs to be measured. Set a performance goal. Gather feedback by measuring actual performance. Take action on the gap between your performance and your goal. Quality improvement. There are different strategies for improvement that could be applied during this phase. Repair. Reactive. Fix what's broken. Refinement. Proactive. Continually improve a process that isn't broken, like the continual pursuit of perfection in lean and small, incremental steps. Renovation. Improvement through innovation or technological advancement. Reinvention/reengineering. Start over with a new beginning or make large breakthrough process improvements to achieve enterprise quality leadership, the most demanding approach. Next, we discuss quality planning and quality assurance/control in more detail. After that, we discuss the need for proactive management in all three areas of the trilogy. Quality planning. Quality planning begins at the top with the vision for the organization, along with policies, goals, and plans to attain that vision. All this must be built off of the organization's strategic plan. Quality planning is a concurrent exercise that involves all the parties related to the product and services so they can provide inputs and give early warning during the planning processes. It is a team effort that should involve executives, managers, and workers if they are to succeed. The lean term for this, which is a bit broader than just quality planning but includes it, is Hoshin planning, which the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines as follows. Breakthrough planning. This Japanese strategic planning process prompts a company develops up to 4 vision statements that indicate where the company should be in the next 5 years. Company goals and work plans are developed based on the vision statements. Periodic audits are then conducted to monitor progress. Planning quality concurrently with production planning optimizes the 3 objectives of manufacturing: minimizing inventory costs, maximizing production efficiency, and achieving customer service goals. The key planning considerations that need to be addressed by all levels of the organization in the quality planning cycle are illustrated in Exhibit 8-3. Exhibit 8-3, Quality Planning Cycle. These considerations include the following. Product definition. Quality begins by determining the market for the product's performance level, the tangible and intangible characteristics that customers will find to be of value, the price point, and an estimate of sales volume. Inputs from the voice of the customer are valuable to this process. Product design. Design quality includes creating product specifications and performance requirements, materials, dimensions, and tolerances. This includes quality function deployment, QFD, a methodology for ensuring that all major requirements of the customer are identified and met or exceeded through the product design process and the design and operation of the production management system. It compares the organization's products to those of competitors to identify design weaknesses. It also includes robust design, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, as a type of design for a product or service that plans for intended performance even in the face of a harsh environment. Product manufacturing. Quality during manufacturing requires the manufacturer's capability to make products to the specifications of the product design. The product must be within the tolerances prescribed in the design stage, and packaging must meet specifications and logistics needs. Product consumption. Customer satisfaction through value to the customer is the ultimate objective of quality management. Customer satisfaction is related to a product's fitness for use and is a validation of the first three stages of the cycle. Fitness for use is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a term used to indicate that a good or service fits the customer's defined purpose for that good or service. The product must meet customer expectations in terms of performance, the primary characteristic, such as the power of an engine. Subcharacteristics include reliability, durability, and maintainability. Features, the secondary characteristics that are important, such as the fuel efficiency of the engine. Conformance, the product's compliance with established standards or specifications, such as government regulations on engine emissions. Warranty, the manufacturer's binding promise to back up its products with a guarantee of customer satisfaction related to absence of product defects. The key to quality planning is the adoption of its principles by all levels of the organization, up and down, who then use it to identify and investigate quality problems in their process. During quality planning, it is important for all involved to understand the nature of quality problems, quality assurance slash control. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines quality assurance slash control as follows. Two terms that have many interpretations because of the multiple definitions for the words assurance and control. For example, assurance can mean the act of giving confidence, the state of being certain, or the act of making certain. Control can mean an evaluation to indicate needed corrective responses, the act of guiding, or the state of a process in which the variability is attributable to a constant system of chance causes. One definition of quality assurance is all the planned and systematic activities implemented within the quality system that can be demonstrated to provide confidence that a good or service will fulfill requirements for quality. One definition for quality control is the operational techniques and activities used to fulfill requirements for quality. Often, however, quality assurance and quality control are used interchangeably, referring to the actions performed to ensure the quality of a good, service, or process. The definition makes one common distinction between quality assurance and control. Assurance looks at the process itself to ensure that it is capable of providing quality, while control checks the output to ensure that the process is being applied correctly. However, as the definition states, this is not a universally accepted distinction. Both look at performance and goals and take action on the difference, so the primary purposes of both are to establish and maintain quality. Quality assurance or control, hereafter called just quality control, form another dimension of the control of operations. Quality control tasks run parallel to manufacturing planning and control. Quality control processes serve several purposes, including meeting standards consistently, maintaining the gains from improvement projects, promoting analysis of process variation and the use of data to identify further improvement opportunities, enabling quality improvement team members to clarify their responsibilities and achieve a state of self-control, validating that process outputs such as products or services conform to quality requirements. Quality control uses a feedback loop. Control can be managed through automated feedback loops or manual loops that rely on worker self-control. An example of an automated feedback loop is a product, for example, industrial equipment, that has a sensor for a particular feature. When the feature does not perform as expected, the sensor sends an error message to the operator and to the manufacturer. The error data from multiple products is used to track trends and improve conformance for future models. This facilitates internal design improvements. Management's role in Gerund's trilogy, the role of leadership in quality management, forms the backbone of a quality system. Leadership provides a unity of purpose and establishes the direction of the organization. Leadership sets and maintains the tone for quality in the internal environment. In an environment that values quality, employees are able to become completely involved in achieving the organization's quality goals. Good leadership is essential in order to improve quality across the organization. Exhibit 8-4 details the role each level of the organization plays in managing quality. Management in the organization is involved in the following ways. Senior leadership is most heavily involved in quality planning. Middle management is most involved in quality control activities. Team leaders and employees are most involved in quality improvement. Durant's trilogy of quality planning, quality control, and quality improvements mirrors the plan, do, check, action, PDCA, methodology, which ensures that feedback is incorporated and that the end of one cycle becomes the beginning of the next. It can also be expressed as total quality control, TQC, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the process of creating and producing the total composite good and service characteristics by marketing, engineering, manufacturing, purchasing, etc., through which the good and service will meet the expectations of customers. The benefits of management taking a comprehensive approach to managing quality include strengthened competitive position, elimination of defects and waste, higher productivity, adaptability to change, improved customer focus and satisfaction, improved employee morale, improved and innovative processes.